from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. California Governor Jerry Brown has already announced his intention to stay out front on climate change policy in the expected absence of leadership on the issue from President Trump. But politicians aren't the only ones who can take action. In Silicon Valley, engineers and entrepreneurs are stepping up to tackle the problem. One approach, dramatically cut energy use in buildings by making them smarter. Jason Margolis of The World has our story.
7 years ago, Mark Chung took a three-week vacation. When he came back to his house in Sunnyvale, his electricity bill looked more than a little off.
Normally, my energy bill is about $130. This one was like $560.
So he called his local utility and said, "There's something wrong with my meter."
And they're like, "Oh, no, you know, we've had these smart meters rolled out for a few years now. Everything's fine." I'm like, "Okay, well, can you tell me where I spent the electricity?" And they're like, "On your house." And I was like, "That's just not helpful at all."
Chung studied electrical engineering at Stanford University. So what does he do? He goes to Home Depot.
Bought these kilowatt meters that they had on the shelves. They're like $10. We hacked them to be Wi-Fi enabled, and I plugged them throughout my house. And I couldn't find anything that was an anomaly.
Okay, take it to the next level. Chung built an electrical map to monitor every appliance, every piece of machinery in his house. And he found the problem. The pool pump was malfunctioning, sucking up way too much energy. Problem solved, and business idea hatched.
And so I spent a lot of time thinking about wanting to do something. You know, I always thought technology was cool. I can build greater, cooler things, but I want to use it in a way that can help people, help humanity.
Chung reasoned if he could map his house, why couldn't he scale things up and map a factory or a hotel that uses a lot of electricity? So Chung left his day job and launched a company he named Vertigris. NASA was one of his early backers. Chung found factories around the world willing to invest in the technology. Like a factory in Scotland. Come on, you know wanted to hear some bagpipes. About 15 miles west of Edinburgh, I met Robbie Graham at the Jabil factory.
So I've been here 18 and a half years now.
You're Scottish?
Yes, definitely.
Jabil is a worldwide company that builds a lot of electronics parts, the stuff that goes inside your brand name radios, TVs, and computers. Jabil is also an investor in Vertigris. A few months back, Graham installed the Vertigris system. He opens an electrical panel box and shows me dozens of wires with small clamps around them. The clamps measure the flow of current around 8,000 times a second.
You see, there's 9 sets of clamps here on in a very small area.
So you know what each of these wires goes to?
Yes.
So what are these wires, for example, go to?
These wires go to my air handling units on the roof.
Where Neil O'Loughlin picks up the tour.
Well, look, you're getting to see the sun. We couldn't have got it any better, to be fair.
Seeing the sun is a big deal during the Scottish winter. Anyway, we're standing on the roof of this huge 125,000 square foot factory, looking at these massive fans that circulate air through the building. The clamps around the wires downstairs collect information, how much electricity each of these units uses, then sends that to the cloud. O'Loughlin says before Vertigris was installed,
we would have no idea. Whereas now, you're able to actually see which one has maybe been driven harder than the rest. So we start to ask questions. Vertigris may not give you, it's never going to hand you the answer. It's part of a detective story to some degree where you've got to go and, you know, take the clues that it gives you and you have to go and try and find out what that is.
When O'Loughlin first installed the system, it quickly identified an industrial-sized air conditioner that was using too much juice. They fixed it and saved a lot of wasted energy. In another case, O'Loughlin says Vertigris showed big spikes in energy use in the middle of the night. He figured out that security guards were flipping on all the lights.
So that's 300 odd lights that need to be switched on just to go and, you know, do a walk around like we're doing at the minute. Whereas with smart lighting controls, we can say, well, actually, we're only going to bring them up 50%, so they're going to use half the energy. And we only need to bring on certain lights, so we can only bring on 30% of them.
So you make lots of little changes and it adds up to big changes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The factory's monthly electricity bill quickly fell by 20%. Vertigris can also use artificial intelligence to automatically phase out inefficient appliances or even predict when one is about to go kaput. For a company like Jabil, with more than 100 factories worldwide, cost savings could be in the tens of millions. So here's my question. What's stopping every factory, every hotel, every hospital from installing this technology like yesterday?
I think it's organizational, psychological, and political. It's not economics and it's not technology.
John Sturman is with MIT's Sloan School of Management. He says investing in energy-efficient buildings is the cheapest, fastest way to cut our energy use and greenhouse gas emissions. And it's not just Verdigris offering this service. A growing number of companies have products that monitor how buildings use energy. But when it comes to new technologies, Sturman says many business owners ask this question.
Who else is doing this? And of course, at the beginning, not very many. So people are not willing to take a lot of risk until they're sure there's lots of other folks who have done it. And that creates a kind of a barrier, a tipping point you have to get over.
Hopping back to Silicon Valley, I ask Mark Chung, let's say I own a 20,000 square foot factory. Convince me to pay you a monthly fee to monitor my energy use.
20,000 square foot factory. Okay. You know, I'm just doing back of the envelope calculation. I mean, it's probably going to be roughly a few hundred bucks a month. But you will probably save easily 10x that.
Let's repeat that. Spend a few hundred bucks a month to save a few thousand. For a hospital, those savings could translate into hundreds of thousands of dollars annually. Now translate these cost savings into energy savings across the entire planet.
Buildings consume about two-thirds of the world's electricity, and half of that is wasted. And that is probably about 15 to 20% of greenhouse carbon emissions today.
Verdigris has about 100 corporate customers right now, but Mark Chung is planning to grow big enough that one day he'll give his technology to homeowners for free. For KQED News, I'm Jason Margolis.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.